So all good things must come to an end, and today is the final day of Rat Race. It's the 29th of June 2013, and it's 7 o'clock in the evening. All the flying is now done and dusted. The final tasks are complete for both the sprint race and the rat race. And Michael Siegel, that had been leading, in fact winning all the tasks and leading the scoreboard, didn't win it today. He was overtaken by Josh Cohn on the final glide, and we're about to find out the actual results to see if he did enough in the first two races to maintain the lead and win the competition overall. I spoke to him earlier on. He seems pretty confident. We'll have to see what the scoring makes of the day's flying. But in the meantime, before we get to the results, I had a chat with some of the pilots about their experience at Rat Race this week. I'm talking with Laddie Shaw, and were you in the sprint race or the
rat race? I was the sprint race.
And how did you get on? Do you know, I guess you don't, we're just waiting for the provisional results, but do you know?
I finished today. I got to goal today.
You got to goal. Brilliant. Was it the first time you got to goal?
This year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many years have you been doing the
rat
race?
This is my third year.
And one of the things I find really interesting about you coming to rat race is, tell us your age.
I'm 64.
64. And so there's maybe a couple of pilots that are a little bit older than you. There's, you were telling me before.
CJ. And old Dave. I forget his last name.
There's a couple of other pilots. But so tell me, how long have you been flying?
I've been flying since 1988.
And back in the early days of paragliding.
Early days.
Uh-huh. And over the years, you seem pretty physically fit to me. Over the years, have you had any kind of alterations to your flying style and the type of flying you do? Or has age slowed you down in any way?
Oh, no. Age is a chronological nuisance. No, I haven't slowed down. This year, flown 118 times in Alaska. Fly pretty regularly. We're retired. So we hike 45 minutes. Sometimes we get 20 minutes, sometimes we get 8 minutes, but we fly all year long, 12 months a year.
So you're hiking that, so when you go flying, it's maybe twice a day?
I've actually been up three times, done 4,500 vertical feet in one day, but we hike for the benefit of our health, we fly to get back.
Uh-huh, excellent. And so do you do, I guess this is a kind of cross-country experience of doing the rat race for you that you don't normally get in Alaska?
We get more cross-country here in 1 week than we'll get an entire year in Alaska. That's why we enjoy it. It's the challenge. What it does is it gives you skills that you may be missing, and it gives you confidence that you may be unsure of. So between the two, you get a lot out of this. Alaska, we live with bump tolerance. That's who we are. So here, when people say it's bumpy, we say it's fun.
And so tell me about Alaska. Where would be a good place for people to come and fly if they're coming to Alaska?
Our primary site is Eagle River. It's a drive-up site, five-minute hike. We've had some records. Jack Brown said 68 miles from there. We have a number of hike-up sites in Alaska that are potentially cross-country, but Hatcher Pass, Flat Top, Alyeska, our tram at the ski resort, that's pretty much it.
And I guess the big challenge of going cross-country in Alaska is just the remoteness of
Correct.
It, and but also bears and I don't know, killer eagles or something.
Well, I know with killer eagles, but all the above. Definitely bears.
Yeah.
In wilderness, when Will went out for 75 miles, which is the new record. Will Brown.
Who just recently set the state record,
He did it this month. And he went out planning on 3 days of walking out. He had a bivvy, he had food, he had a stove. He went out with about 70 pounds just in case. The start, Indian House Mountain, a bit tough. A little bit of drama, work his way to the top, get over the top of what we call the Chugach Range, and just start following the cloud streak. And made his way 6 hours and 15 minutes later to 75 miles. He had to cross a huge glacial moraine. It's probably 3 miles across with nothing but solitude. And it's a glacial moraine from one point across to another mountain range. So to go 75 miles, he not only was high, but he was studly.
he's a good friend and a personal hero as well. Tell me, like the rat races, as well as the flying, there's also some seminars and lectures and various other things. Has there been any part of it that's really kind of been valuable to you this year?
The friendship, the camaraderie. It's a crazy place to re-engage with friends, and it's like we're all brothers in many respects with the guys from other mothers. We love each other. We have fun. We play. If we don't make goal, we laugh. We have a beer. We are very social. And so I think that's a big part of this event is the social aspect of it. Very few of us are competitive, but we enjoy the challenge that the competition gives us and the tasks that come about. And so I think it's the camaraderie more than anything.
Yeah, I've noticed that in the LZs, there's a genuine excitement that other people make goal. There's no kind of sense of, you're kind of stealing my glory because I made it. No. And I didn't want anyone else to.
Self-rewards here are very limited, but collective rewards are very valuable.
That's great. All right, thanks very much for talking to me, and good luck when the results come out.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, brother. Right. See, this is the kind of thing I enjoy. One good moment after another.
So I'm talking with Keiko Hiraki.
Yes.
Which means a tree in a flat place?
Yes. It's a trigo of summer.
It's a
flatland and yeah. Tree mean trigo of summer.
Thermal trigger. So your name is a thermal trigger, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that explains maybe why your performance has been so good. It seems pretty. We haven't had the final results, but it's pretty clear you've won the women's race. And what position overall do you think you've come? Do you know yet?
Sorry. Maybe 9, 10, 11. I'm not sure.
Not sure.
Which position?
You certainly won a lot of respect and a lot of hearts here. The pilots that have been flying with you, I've been hearing people talking about the way you fly.
American very good. Fly very, very well.
Uh-huh.
I went to Spain, I went to Italy, I went to Nordic, something like that. American is much better than, also Korean, much better than the other country.
Do you mean the standard of the pilots here, or the terrain and the landscapes that you're flying?
Pilot.
The pilot
level is very good.
Oh, that's very nice to hear.
I don't know why Americans ranking is not so good in FAI. But very nice pilot.
There seems to be a disjunct, a disconnection between Europe and America and American pilots. And it's not really true of the top pilots because American pilots fly in Europe. But it seems to be two separate worlds. What made you decide to come to this competition?
Because Barbara is here.
Oh. Barbara's a local friend that lives in the valley and also lives part of the year in Japan.
She's my clubmate.
She's your
yes, in my Japanese schoolmate.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
So I came at the... yes.
And what was the hardest part of the competition for you? Which tasks or which aspect of racing was the biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge of my competition?
Yes.
For me, a very important thing, important competition is the World Championship, because I won a World Cup in 2009. So I have a
trophy
in the World Cup. So I want a World Championship.
Uh-huh.
I want to win.
Uh-huh.
Win.
Yeah.
So this next week, I will participate World Cup in Bulgaria.
Uh-huh.
It's very important for me.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not so young, so I'm guess how many time I can participate to the World Championship. I'm very wonder.
This
this area is very difficult to find a very good climb up position.
Uh-huh.
It's very moving, a lot of moving.
So we have a lot of layers of air where the wind is different directions and the
thermals sort of zigzag
that way up.
It's moving a lot. So if I'm alone, it's very difficult to climb up fast. But I was in a group, so I could be good.
Uh-huh.
But if I was alone, it's very difficult to climb up fast.
And what did you think? I'm going to bring Debbie into this as well. who's a local pilot. And let me ask you first, Keiko, what did you think of the female pilots that were here?
Female pilot, I don't fly same moment.
Oh, you left them. You left them far behind. Okay, I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, but they have a big motivation to be great. Uh-huh. So if they have a lot of experience, I think they can be a very good pilot.
Debbie, did you see Keiko flying at any stage during your competition?
No. No, except for once when I was going out the Grants Pass and she was going the wrong direction. I'm sure it was the wrong direction.
Today, before the start, we are together.
Yes, a little bit.
You are a very good coach.
No, nobody can keep up with Keiko. She kicked ass. Yes!
How does it feel to have a pilot like Keiko come?
I was very excited. Very excited. Because, you know, there really aren't that many women of that caliber. You know, I mean, she's a natural. She's fantastic. And, you know, I don't really know personally, you know, a lot of the top pilots in the United States, but I don't think they really compare to Keiko. She's just unbeatable. Fantastic.
Have to be an American pilot. American female pilot have to be more coming up.
Yeah.
They can.
So what is there something different in the flying scene in Japan which encourages female top pilots, do you think? Or are you a kind of exception to the rule? Are there a lot of female pilots in the US, in Japan?
Nani?
あの、日本の全国でね、女性のパイロットはアメリカより多いでしょう。多い、多い。なぜか、どういうふうに違うかっていうことで。なぜだよね。なぜ。So
there are a lot more women, and why?
I also want to know why.
We want to know why.
It's very strange, because American... Yes, and more aggressive. You do a bicycle. A lot of people do a sport, but flying in paragliding, not so much female pilot. Uh-huh. And I don't know.
Different
why.
Psychology.
In Japan, yeah, we were just. I was talking to Hayden and saying that there were many more older. You know, they're. Chris's interview with us, and there are only 38 women pilots over 65.
Right.
But at Asagiri, there's like maybe 10 women pilots just right there in that club that are 65, or you know, they're older. And there are a lot of younger women pilots, so maybe a third are women. Why is it different? I'll have to think about it too. We'll have to think about it.
You know, Islam, Turkey, or Catholic, Italy. Woman is level? Level? Nanchuno.
She is. Status is very low.
So they.
So where is this here? In Europe? Did you say
Europe? Italy, Spain, Catholic part, and Islam part. Woman level is low, sinking. So they don't do paragliding. But France, Swiss, Czech also, Czech Republic is same position, male and female. So they do a lot of paragliding. But America also same, but why? I don't know.
Not same. Why fewer?
I don't. I'm very wondering.
I have a few ideas, but I'm not going to comment.
Okay, well, Keiko Hiroki, thank you very much, and congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Debbie, I don't know your surname. What's your surname?
What's my name?
Vosovich.
Debbie Vosovich, competitor.
Debbie Manus.
A competitor in the race this week. Congratulations to you too, and well done. And Barbara Summerhawk, thank you very much for translating.
All right. And for flying sometimes.
So it was really great watching you guys race. Some serious racing going on this week. So I'm going to recognize places 10 through 4 with certificates and 1 through 3 with trophies. And so in 10th place, you all know him well, our friend Jack Brown. 10th place, Jack, come on up. Ninth place, Nate Scales. Eighth place, Kaiko.
Yeah. Eighth place.
Woo. Seventh place, Hayden Gotti. Sixth place, Dean Stratton. Fifth place, Eric Reed. And fourth place, Brett Hazlett. You guys please come up. Okay, you guys stay up here while we bring the others. And third place, we all know him well, Nick Grease. Second place, Josh Coyne. And first place with 3,241 points, winning all 4 days, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Not today.
No?
Josh beat him today.
Oh, that's right. Josh won today. That's correct. And the spread was about 100 points. But you're right. Michael won 3 days.
Yeah, Josh Coyne, everybody!
Another surprise winner in tonight's awards was Tyler Nicosia. Now, you weren't in the sprint and you weren't in the rat race, but you did lead the gaggle. Do you want to tell me the story?
Sure. I was just flying around above Road Rat back behind launch, and I was able to get up above launch both days.
So you were wind-teching, you were just kind of launching before the rest of the group went and showing marking the thermals?
Yeah, I was. I launched right after the wind-techs and Super Clinic just before the race, so I was a bit after them. And I managed to get up, and as Igor told me, I was thermaling, and as soon as everybody followed me to the first thermal, I would change thermals and find another one even closer to their start cylinder. I didn't know where their start cylinder was, but they did, and they just kept following me, and every time they followed me, I would change thermals, and they would keep following me.
So were you trying to just get away from them, or?
I had no idea that that was happening at all. I was just flying, and I did notice that the gaggle was following me, but I was just having fun.
Excellent. And but the amazing thing about this story as well is that how old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15, and what was your flying status before?
Yeah, I was a P1. I've been a P1 for a year.
Uh-huh. So that's like the first level in the American system of learning towards becoming a pilot.
Yep.
And so what happened this evening? People recognized that you led the lead gaggle.
Yeah. They gave me my P2.
You're P2, so now you're a P2 pilot.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Having led the some of the best pilots in the U.S. to a string of thermals, so it's well deserved. Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks.